USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At a meeting hosted by the White House Domestic Policy Council, First Lady Jill Biden announces a new effort to help teachers work for schools with staff shortages. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona explains how the American Rescue Plan is allowing them to address the teacher shortage.
Let's raise the bar for how we recruit and prepare teachers. That includes making new dollars available to diversify the profession. And it includes efforts like Iowa's First in the Nation program, funded by the American Rescue Plan, to prepare 500 teachers and paraeducators for the next step in their career.
Seven cadets at the Coast Guard Academy have been disenrolled for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. The cadets had their request for religious exemption from the vaccination requirements denied and were ordered to leave the campus on August 18th. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The final results of the special U.S. House race to finish out the rest of the late Representative Don Young's term are due out Wednesday. The Alaska Division of Elections will release the official results. Former Democratic state lawmaker Mary Petrola is currently leading with 39.6% of the vote, followed by former Republican Governor Sarah Palin with 30.9%. Sam's Club is raising its annual fees this fall. Club member fees will go up from $45 to $50, and its higher tier plus will hit $110. That's the Walmart-owned company's first price hike in almost a decade for its regular membership. Sam's Club Plus fees haven't changed since 1999. Serena Williams will continue her quest for one last Grand Slam title Wednesday. She has a second-round singles matchup in the U.S. Open with the number two women's player in the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was wrong to try to befriend the West. That's according to the Kremlin. President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson saying the late leader shouldn't have looked toward a period or external romance between the Soviet Union and the West. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, if you're one of millions of Americans hitting the skies, travel complaints are up from passengers almost 270% since before the pandemic. And no surprise, more than half of those have to do with delays, cancellations, and refunds as airlines' performance has improved since July. The Department of Transportation releasing a report which found complaints soared up 35% in May.
June was the worst month of the year when it comes to flight delays and cancellations. Now, I think things have improved significantly, but I think it really underscores just how bad things got with air travel.
Travel expert Michael Kay, that audio courtesy of MSNBC. Nearly two-thirds of American shoppers say they are worried about shrinkflation in the grocery store aisles, with about half switching to different brands and generic products to cope. That's according to a new Morning Consult survey. The survey showing that 64% of those polled cite the shrinkflation phenomenon, which is smaller portions for the same price, as a hidden sign of inflation as a concern. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.